There's only one person who can help us now.
But who is this person?
That person is you.
You're the only one that doesn't seem to be with the program.
Who is this person?
You'll all see, because there's only one.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The one and only.
The one and only.
The one and only.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
I kind of like that opening. The one and only. Good morning. How you doing? Oh, man, do I have a show for you today. First, I've got to ask you. Have you calmed down? Has your blood pressure gone back down to normal? Are you breathing normal now, finally? After the big news yesterday. Taylor Swift is getting married. Yeah. I've calmed down. I hope you have too. Jeez. All right, so we do have a great show for you today. And when I say we, I mean, well, pretty much me and the armed security guard here. Hi, how you doing? Put the Uzi down. I'm okay. I'm a friendly. All right, so later on, we're going to be doing another beta version of Dimitri Graffiti. And as I predicted, Facebook is banning it. They are going to be muting my videos because we're using music that they don't have a royalty for. Some stupid thing like that. And so you're not going to be able to hear, or rather, you're not going to be able to see the entire Facebook live stream, although we're streaming right now. Hi, how you doing? On Facebook, of course, on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page, make sure you follow that. Also on my profile page, make sure you follow that as well. But we'll be ending early from now on because we'll be doing Dimitri Graffiti, and we're not allowed to do that on Facebook as Facebook has banned it. So just wanted to give you a heads up. Download the River Network app and click River Talk. Also click, of course, Big Willie 105.5 because you get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, all right here. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, of course, the Facebook live stream as well. We are all over the place. Got prize package for you as well. Pair of tickets to a major attraction in Pittsburgh. I think you'll be very pleased with that. 10th caller wins. Make sure that you have my phone number as one of your favorites. Dimitri's Radio Studio Line, 740-325-1490. Again, Dimitri is spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Think of a Cyclops times three, a Cyclops I. 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490. So a chance to win there. Also, Dimitri Graffiti, you'll have a chance to call in there and say or do pretty much anything you want if you just follow the rules of engagement. A lot of stuff to get to this morning, including some abject stupidity in Steubenville. Steubenville City Council, at least one city council member and a few people in the audience who decided to get up and speak and show just how dumb they are. So we got that. We've got the latest regarding Cracker Barrel. Cracker Barrel has cried uncle. They're bringing back Uncle Herschel for the logo, part of the original logo. That guy leaning on the Cracker Barrel, that's Uncle Herschel. So Cracker Barrel is saying, we cry uncle, we're going to go back to the old logo, everything is going to be fine now. And of course, everything is not fine now. Far, far, far from it. They're just trying to hide their political leftist agenda. They've changed some of their their website pages, trying to hide their DEI commitment and all that to on a new page. Robbie Starbuck has already exposed that on X Twitter. So really nothing has changed. Nothing substantially has changed regarding Cracker Barrel. They still have the same woke management. They have the same woke mentality. The only difference is they're crying uncle, and now Uncle Herschel is back on the logo the way he always had been. So we have that for you as well. And my goodness gracious, so much more, including Ohio County Schools and all the fuss regarding this LifeWise Academy. I've got some thoughts about that for you as well. Just so much going on. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Let's get started with the story from Channel 9. I got this from Channel 9, And it's not about the TV station, but I have to give credit where credit is due. This is their story. I recorded it so I could comment on it for, just because it's a news event here. So, long story short, Steubenville has been struggling as badly as Wheeling has been struggling for many, many years now. Losing population, losing businesses, inept political leadership, absolutely inept political leadership. And they wonder why both cities are in such a mess. Well, Steubenville has apparently had this one lot that nobody wanted for almost a quarter of a century. And now, surprise, surprise, a store wants it. And you would have thought this would have been a cause for celebration in Steubenville. Have a parade. Have a band. Confetti. Oh, somebody wants one of our lots to actually build a store. Do business in Steubenville. This is wonderful. This is fantastic. This is, thank you, God. This is what I would have expected. But instead, we're getting the same old, same old, same old from the Steubenville politicians. One specifically and a few people in the audience who were happy to share their idiocy with everyone at the meeting. I've got the story right here. I'm going to stop it periodically just to add my comments to, just to make it better, of course. So let's get started with that. This is, again, from Channel 9. This is their story. So, again, full credit to WTOV 9. Here we go.
Talks about a potential.
They have nice music. I need music like that for this.
Potential store coming to a vacant lot in Steubenville sparks tension at Tuesday.
Now, right there. New store coming to Steubenville sparks tension. Right there is a big red flag. You would have thought it would have sparked excitement, joy, happiness, relief. But no, it sparks tension. Right there should tell you everything you need to know about why so many businesses want nothing to do with the city of Steubenville. It sparks tension. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, my God, what kind of store is this? Is this one of those new marijuana stores where all the druggies are going to be hanging out there? Is this, some gun store that sells, cannons or something? Who knows what they're thinking? It sparks tension. Gee, I wonder what kind of store this could be that would spark tension in Steubenville.
Council meeting. It's our top story on News 9 tonight. Thank you for joining us. I'm Dylan Cleland. News 9's Nikayla Wiggins has more.
At Tuesday's Steubenville City Council meeting, the main topic of discussion once again was the development of a proposed Dollar General at the Grant School Park.
A Dollar General sparks tension in Steubenville? A Dollar General? Are you friggin' kidding me? When I first heard this story and first saw it, that can't be right. I had to go back and double check. I went on their website. My God, it is a Dollar General. It's not some drug store, selling, marijuana, legal marijuana now, or crazy stuff or what. A Dollar General? What? Oh, it gets worse. It gets worse. If you were thinking of opening up a business in Steubenville, any business, I don't care what kind of business it is, you really need to hear this story.
Out in the south end of the city.
Okay, south end of the city, so we're not exactly talking Beverly Hills here.
The regular council meeting, there was a special meeting where real estate developers representing Dollar General explained the potential layout of the building. They also answered questions from city council members.
All right, now, coming up here, Dollar General, good for them. I do not own any stock in Dollar General. I seldom go into Dollar General, any of the dollar stores. I just don't. But coming up here is a statement by the mayor of Steubenville, Jerry, who's a nice man. He's a very nice man. Not too many people have ever used his name and Mensa in the same sentence, and with good reason, but fair is fair. The mayor of Steubenville actually makes sense here. He actually, honest to God, does. Listen to him.
While there are mixed emotions about the store, Mayor Jerry Barilla supports the idea, stating that everyone deserves access to essential products.
You have a facility that's really to, I mean, a company that's really to come into an area that's been empty for over 23 years. That place has been vacant. So why not?
Well,
he's right. I mean, he makes perfect sense. 23 years, apparently there's nothing going on that lot. That's almost a quarter century. And now Dollar General wants to come into Steubenville to build a store. You would think it would be a cause for celebration. Jerry outlined it like, yeah, sure, why not? What's the problem here? Well, as we find out in this story from 9, trying to start a new business in Steubenville is a royal pain. And I do mean royal.
Barilla is in favor of the building. Fourth Ward Councilman Royal Mayo is against it.
Buy a piece of property and build whatever you want.
Now, this Royal Mayo, who's a nice, decent human being, loves his son, loves baseball, okay, and I'm sure means well in his own limited capacity. But his argument here is, it almost defies law. Well, it does defy logic, quite frankly. Let me move this back here just a half inch, if I may. All right, good. Listen to what he says, and then I will explain to you why he is wrong with just about everything that comes out of his mouth.
Buy a piece of property and build whatever you want, but why should the city turn over a piece of property for nothing and then give it to them to put a store in that we don't need?
All right. Lot to unpack there. First, nobody wanted the lot for roughly 23 years, I think. So what it means, what I infer from that, is that that lot has not been producing any real estate taxes for any entity in the city, the county, or the state. No real estate taxes, no sales taxes, no income taxes, no nothing taxes. Nothing. Dollar General wants to come in there. So I think it's a great idea for the city to give the parcel to Dollar General. Presumably it's going to go on the tax rolls. I have no reason to think that it's not, because it wasn't mentioned in the Channel 9 news story. I think it's reasonable to assume it's going to go on the tax rolls. So when Dollar General builds this, in fact, the moment they get the deed, they're going to have to start paying real estate taxes. Then they're going to build a building. Well, how many jobs is that going to create in Steubenville? A lot of the tradespeople, I would think, would be happy that a new building is going up. Electricians, carpenters, plumbers, on and on, and drywall, and roofers, and on and on and on. How many jobs is that going to create just building a Dollar General on a piece of land that apparently nobody has wanted for almost a quarter century? Sounds like a good idea to me, and then it gets even better. When you have a Dollar General, the typical Dollar General has roughly 10 employees, some full-time, some part-time, 10 employees. That's 10 more than that vacant parcel has now. So a Dollar General is going to be producing construction jobs in its creation and then roughly 10 jobs in its operation. Plus, it's going to be producing real estate taxes, sales taxes, income taxes. And oh, by the way, if it does a good job, it's going to be providing lots and lots of stuff that the people in that neighborhood need. What is not to love about this? And yet you've got a city councilman here, Royal Mayo, who apparently can't begin to grasp this most basic concept. Even Jerry has figured this out, Royal. Even Jerry has figured this out. And just when you think the stupidity in Steubenville could not get any worse, wait till you hear what some of the citizens had to say about this. It's breathtaking. It's breathtaking. Hey, Royal, the city is pronounced Steubenville, not Stupidville. How many more jobs would have to be created by Dollar General, construction jobs, and then ongoing jobs for the operation of this store to make it happen? I mean, my God in heaven, and all the taxes. I mean, this is not rocket science. It's really not.